Is that it's my on. Car that's loud?
Yeah, your car's
loud. I'm going to turn it off.
Hey, Kurt, what's going on? Alright, sorry. I've been busier than hell today. We start a lot of our projects in this time of year for construction, so I've just been busy with maintenance and stuff. Anyway, so are you there?
Yeah.
I talked to Bob Schneider the other day. He called me, Tuesday or something like that. And then he said that you're going to back out of not paying for the town hall meeting. Tell me what happened. What's going on?
Why are you trying to back out and not pay for it?
Excuse me now?
So you told the public that this was a private event, and you're the one who put the down payment on it. Why aren't you paying for it?
Well, all right, here's the story. Here's what happened. A week before the event, I never said it was a private event. When we didn't advertise it that way. And so a week before the event, they told me that a week before, after we advertised and did anything, they said that, Terry Hollander said, this may not be we're not considered as a sanctioned event. I go, well, I can expense it as a town hall meeting because I can have a town hall meeting anytime I want. And I said, it doesn't really concern you, and plus there's four council members. And he goes, well, you'll have to get that through Rory and Brent. And I said, okay. So that was the day we were having a walkthrough. So I paid the deposit of $2,300 or whatever the hell it was. I paid the deposit, and then I said, well, we'll have the event, and then I've talked to Rory and Brent. And so we had the event, and it was nonpartisan. It was an educational event. You guys set your booth up. Then I had a meeting the week later with Brent, Rory, and Bob Hoink, and Terry Hollander. And I explained to him that I felt that this was a county event and that it should be paid for by out of the four council members' expenses. And the three council members was agreeing to do that because we have a thick $6,000 a year expense, and I never used it, so it'd be $1,600 apiece. And so Rory and I didn't agree. He said it wasn't a county event, and I disagreed with him. So then I filled out the application after our meeting and submitted it officially. And then on Monday, the following Monday, he called me and said that they will consider it a county event, but they want Kurt Barr to expense it, and then we would adjust his budget later. That's what they told me. And so that's how it went down. So then I get a call from Bob on Tuesday, and he said that you decided to back out and you don't want to pay for it. And I'm assuming you're mad about that video, but that ain't my video. I didn't put that out.
So this is actually not about the video. But the timing is unfortunate because I can see how, it looks like I would just use this as retaliation for, a group saying I need to be criminally prosecuted for doing my job. But that's actually not the case. So I actually went back to the council meeting where Cheryl Hibbler asked, hey, who's paying for this? What's going to happen? Who's taking care of this? And, Steve Elman said, this is an event paid for by private funds. And then you talked about it and how this is an event by you and, a couple of the councilmen. It was presented to the public as a private event held by councilmen.
Well, that's not true because Steve is the one who said that. I didn't say that. But nevertheless, here's the thing, though, Kurt, is it was said by the Rory to our secretary, to the council members, that you were going to cover it and your budget would be adjusted. Then then I get this thing on Tuesday saying you're not, you're right. It was 3 hours after I sent over those questions. Now, I've never personally said anything negative about you guys. I'm just asking questions. The Caucus of America put that video out. I don't control what those people do. I have no control over them. But the fact is you said you were paying for it.
Dude, you posted it on your Facebook page.
Posted what on a Facebook page?
I don't know. And I posted pictures of reality. And then you threw a hissy fit and blocked me.
I blocked you, Mark, because you keep saying stuff that we didn't cut the wires. We only unplugged them. But the fact is, you said cut the wires seven times. You said
Do you know why I did that?
No.
I did that to elicit a response from your expert.
room.
So, Andrea, as part of that conversation said, would you like for us to unplug it while we're in there?
Mark, that's not what you said on video.
You said sure. Mark. I realized what I said, and I completely made it up.
You lie. Why would you lie about that?
Because I wanted to elicit a response from your expert, because if he was in fact an expert, would have known that that software update would have rendered it inoperable.
So you
did not know that.
You said you cut the labels. You said it multiple times.
It was a blatant lie. I made it up because your expert didn't know what the hell they were talking about. If he was in fact an expert, he would have said that software update would have negated that issue. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
So how many times have...
Stupid investigator. He's going to make you and the rest of these people look like a freaking fool.
So how many other times...
If you
lied on that issue, how many other times did you lie?
I made it up to elicit a response. Did you pay for that expert?
No, they were not paid for.
Then you got your money's worth.
Well, here's the thing. Besides all that, that's not. I'm not calling you about that.
Shit, Joe.
I'm calling you, Kurt.
Joe.
So.
You're not getting your damn money, okay?
Because of the video. You're saying you're not paying because of the video was released. Is that what you're saying?
I did not. I talked to him. What you're asking Kurt to do is morally and ethically wrong, and it goes against his morals and ethics.
Well, then why did you say you were paying for it and then you retracted?
He didn't think about it.
He didn't think about it. So he said he'd pay for it, but then he said he's not going to.
I had a conversation. I said, Kurt is morally and ethically correct.
Five weeks later, you come up with that conclusion? Is that what you said?
You called for it. You called in a free expert that you got your money's worth to come in and beat the shit out of our county. And the guy doesn't even know anything about our equipment.
Kurt, I called to talk to you. The fact is, we're talking about paying for a town hall meeting. You said you were going to do it.
And tell your little minions, Kurt's a public official. If any more of those freaking idiots, your little bootlickers, accuse me of criminal activity, I'm going to get attorneys involved.
You probably should get an attorney, Mark, to be quite frank with you.
I don't need an attorney because I made it up.
So you lied then. Now, what are you lying now?
Absolutely, I lied.
So, Kurt, my question is this of you.
Joe, can you not listen and comprehend what I'm saying to you?
I want to know why you're not paying for the town hall meeting when you said you were, because now you got the video.
To whom did I say I would?
You told Bob Schnur and Roy Sullivan you would.
I actually never talked to Bob about this.
Well, then you told Roy, because Roy's the one who called.
Roy.
Yes.
All right.
And then you change it.
The conversation with Rory was that the election authority is the only entity in St. Charles County government that has the legal authority to do a educational event dealing with elections and voting. And therefore, the only office that could legally pay for this type of town hall would be my office.
And so you agreed to pay for it. That's what I'm saying.
And so I thought that this was a county-sanctioned, county-funded event that needed to be paid for out of my budget as opposed to the council's budget. Then, after that, I learned that this was not a county-sanctioned event or a county-funded event, but this was a private event and paid for by deposit by you and your capacity as a private.
So you find that out five or six.
Ethical for me to take taxpayer dollars and pay for a private event.
So you find that out 6 weeks later after a video went out on you, then you decide not to pay for it. That looks pretty sketchy, you know.
End of discussion.
Okay.
I don't know how damaging that is, but it says they lied three times, four times. They're just liars.
There we go.
What do you think?
Just making sure I can stop this. Hang on just a second. I can't find the stop button. It's too new. Where's the keys?
I don't know if there's any public official in the state of Missouri that talks down to people to the degree that man talks down.
He's such an